Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we talked to insurance agency owner Jared, and he makes $250,000 a year. Boom. All right, on the phone this morning is Nikki, who lives in beautiful Marysville. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So much better now that you called in, because this is a first for the Morning Wolf Pack and for Share Your Salary. Mm-hmm. We have never talked to an eggshell grater before.
Well, what would you like to know?
Well, that's what we're going to get to here, Nikki. And again, I guess you know that this job exists, but I've never talked to anybody that actually did it. So this is going to be fascinating, and I can't wait to find out how much money you make grating eggshells. You know, as a fellow lover of the egg. Here we go. All right, so what we're going to do is put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a three-minute song, you know, collect our thoughts, come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us, but then you're going to share your salary here, Nikki. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Gabe, we've only got a minute. I say we make the best of it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I am.
Okay, Nikki's ready. Gabe is ready. We've got the questions. On your marks, get set, and go.
What do you grade the eggshells on?
I grade the eggshells on a grading scale of AA, single A, and B grade.
What happens to the B eggs? Because I've never seen those for sale anywhere.
So B-graded eggs you won't see often in the U.S., but you can see them in other countries because of the travel that it takes to get there.
Do you work in like a lab or a grocery store?
I work on a chicken farm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is it more of like an assembly line job where the eggs are just rolling in front of you and you're picking out the bees?
So there's a whole production line. So we do have barns at our location. And then they roll through, go through a whole machine process. They get boxed, and I pull the boxes to do a sample.
Do you make more or less than you thought you would grading eggs?
I make more.
Okay, how long have you been doing this, Nikki?
It will be 5 years this year.
Do you have your own chickens?
The farm I work at does, but I cannot have chickens on my own.
How often do you make mistakes?
All the time. It's very common.
Are you married?
Buzzer went off there, Gabe. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's disappointing.
Crazy.
But we can have a follow-up conversation. And, you know, I want to ask about this egg shortage, too, because some people feel like it's a hoax.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So let's have that follow-up.
Not.
Oh! You don't blow the tease with a follow-up conversation, Nikki. All right.
Sorry.
Come on. Don't you know radio? Leave the carrot dangling, the cliffhanger. Come on.
I'm new here.
Coming up next, Nikki will talk about the egg shortage. Is it a hoax? Dun, 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 dun.
All right, that's coming up next. Plus, Nikki, the important part, is going to share her salary, too. If you've ever thought about working on a chicken farm and grading eggs, it sounds awesome. We'll find out right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Nikki. She lives in Marysville, and she is an eggshell grater. What else did we just learn about Nikki Gay before we play the game and she shares her salary?
She's been doing it for about 5 years. You grade it on like A or B scale. She works on a farm. Gosh, this is the craziest job. And yeah, she did confirm that there is an egg shortage and she makes more than she thought she would.
But is it a crazy job or is it like the most normal job in the world that people just don't realize exists? Like,
I've just never heard of anyone doing that.
Well, you have quality control in everything, right? Like every time you buy a pair of pants, there's a little sticker in there that says this was checked by, you know, Gail or whoever. You know, someone's got to look at those eggs, make sure you don't get weird eggs.
Touching eggs all day.
All right. I'm going to say... Because I did win last time we played, I got to go first here. I'm going to use a text from Carly in Snohomish. I'm just thinking Snohomish, maybe she works on a chicken farm. I don't know. But she put it right at 60, and, you know, it sounds about right to me. I feel like you said you were new, so maybe new to the job, new to the area. I don't know. But she makes more than she thought. So I don't know. Gabe, over to you.
I think eggs are in high demand, and it's an important job, so I'm going to go higher at 72.
Ooh! All right, Captain Ron, last but not least.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit lower, and I'm going to say 55.
Oh, so insulting. All right, 55, 60, 72. Those are our guesses, Nikki and Marysville, but that doesn't really matter. We all want to know, how much could you actually make if you worked on a chicken farm and you were an eggshell grater? It is time to share your salary.
What is it, Evan?
64.
Oh! Yeah! Wow! Back to back.
Wow!
Okay, let's get right to it. You say that the egg shortage in America is real.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, because of the avian, the bird flu thing?
The bird flu, yes.
Okay, have a lot of your chickens been affected?
So Washington State has been mostly backyard flocks affected, not commercial, where I'm considered commercial. But a lot of other states, they're commercial plants. So if one bird gets a flu, they have to kill the whole flock. So up to 1 million birds can be killed at a time, and that's what has created the shortage.
That's crazy.
Did you just say 1 million birds at one time?
Yeah, some farms have up to 1 million birds, if not more.
And they got to wipe out their... God, that's devastating.
Every barn, yeah.
Well, listen, Nikki, is your job... Is it... I think of it like kind of like an assembly line. Is it to get boring at times? Is it hard or is it enjoyable?
So it's actually pretty fun. I do work for USDA, so I am technically federal, so I'm contracted at this farm.
Oh.
So that's the huge difference. So the Department of Agriculture, we don't only just do shell eggs. We do poultry, so we do chickens. They also do meat, so we have meat farms. But it's pretty interesting to see what can be inside of an egg just looking at it in a dark booth through an LED light.
Oh, I bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.